Nate Atkinson and Josh Williams can talk about the Reds, where they find themselves, a little bit of outlook, and then Mbai and Jed Spence. We were both over in the United States. I got to hang on and see them against Leeds, but you've watched that game as well. And I've set the sort of Reds up here, the way in which they played that match, where it was a bit of a classic sort of 4-4-1-1. As much as anything else, it very much was Wirtz and Isak as a two. Isak pulling to the right out of possession in particular. Wirtz to the left out of possession. And then when Liverpool had the ball, the two of them were playing really close together, I thought was noticeable. And then another thing that was happening, Szoboszlai come up to join really aggressively with Nione back in the play-up. And when we didn't have the ball, what I thought was interesting was these two pushed and these lads dropped. And Liverpool pressed in this slightly unorthodox way of committing through the centre of the pitch, but having the backup cover here and looking to force passes. What did you think of it, that game? The first half against Leeds, I don't care about the second half.
Yeah, well, it was a game of two halves, to say the least, weren't it? But I thought the Isak Wirtz thing was interesting. I mean, the fact that they both played the same number of minutes, I think to me, suggests that Iriola was very keen to get them a relationship quickly.
Yeah.
And I think in the next friendly that we've got, I think, again, they will both play and both come off at the same time. I think we'll keep seeing that. And I think that's because so much of a Bulls season depends on those two guys clicking together, being on the same wavelength. That happens by playing them together. But yeah, I think Naomi's really, really impressed me, you know, very, very composed in there, more composed than some of the senior players that surround him. Szoboszlai is quite clearly going to be really integral to the system under Iriola. Not quite sure where Gravenberch and McAllister are going to fit yet, if you're going to play a double pivot. But, you know, these are the unanswered questions for the rest of the pre-season.
I think we'll see for the rest of the pre-season. I'd expect Gravenberch to get in that double pivot over the course of the campaign, but it might just take a little bit of time for him to settle and get used to it. I thought he looked a little rusty in there as well. And obviously, as we keep saying, there's tons of games. You know, you get past the other side of the first three and there's tons and tons of games. We're going to talk about Mbai in a minute, but I thought the use of the wide players, in particular Rio, I thought was really interesting. It was interesting to me, he went on the outside on his left foot, back-to-back quite quickly in the first half, which makes him tougher and tougher to defend if there's the sense that he can go both ways. And if he can add that to his armoury, then I think that Liverpool are in good shape.
Yeah, Liverpool seems to be trying to make him more complete at the moment, almost by playing him on the other side. You know, once or twice, seeing if he can do bits on the right-hand side and maybe get to the byline a little bit more, as opposed to getting shots off on the inside. And I saw quotes from Iriola, I think, saying that we're working on like his defensive game. One of the problems I had with Rio getting minutes last season was when he's on the pitch, he's just a bit more lightweight on the defensive end because he's still a teenager. He's, you know, not a natural presser and all that. And, so I think if you can start adding those two elements to his game, you know, making him a bit of a, you know, a defensive security for you, and then on the other side, getting him minutes as a right-hand side winger,